From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. A new report says the meat and milk from cloned cattle is not significantly different from the meat and milk of ordinary cattle. Animal cloners hope this news will help convince the Food and Drug Administration to allow these products to be sold to the public. So far, the FDA hasn't said what it will do about the issue, though the agency has been chewing on it since 2001. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
It's only been 8 years since Dolly the Sheep proved to the world that an adult mammal could be cloned. Still, when Frank Reagan of Reagan Crest Farms in Waukon, Iowa, talks about cloning, it sounds as if he's talking about just another farming technique.
We just wanted to preserve these good old cows that we've had that we've been working with. So we tried this technology with two of our favorite cows, Della and Deborah.
Reagan says Della and Deborah's doubles turned out to be everything he'd hoped for. They showed well, were fertile, and produced plenty of milk. The problem hasn't been with the cows.
The big thing is to market from them and sell the milk and meat, so that's kind of the hang-up.
That's because the FDA has asked farmers like Reagan to hold off selling their cloned animals for food until the agency decides whether to regulate that, and whether there are any safety issues to consider. University of Connecticut scientists may be able to shed some light on that question. Xianzhong Yang led the research team. He says there were two separate studies, one on meat and one on milk.
For the milk, we have used 4 cloned cattle.
The researchers collected milk samples from these 4 cloned Holstein cows for nearly a year. For the meat, Yang says the researchers started with a prize-winning Japanese black beef bull.
We made 6 clones from him using his ear skin cells. Unfortunately, 2 died after birth. 4 survived.
The researchers slaughtered 2 of the 4 survivors so they could analyze their meat. For milk, the researchers looked at things like protein content and quantity. For meat, they looked at the fat content and composition and the amount of marbling. Yang says they compared the values from the clone animals to normal animals.
We are happy to report to the public they are not different.
The results appear in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Actually, there were a few minor differences, but nothing outside of normal in cattle. Even so, the essential equivalence of meat and milk from normal and cloned animals doesn't really speak to the question of whether cloned meat is safe. But Carol Tucker Foreman says safety is not the issue. Tucker Foreman is the director of the Food Policy Institute at the Consumer Federation of America.
Almost nobody has suggested that meat and milk from cloned animals is unsafe. The real issue is, do we want to do this? Do we want to go there?
Tucker Foreman says polls show for most people the answer is no.
If you go ask your neighbor, what do you think about having meat and milk from cloned animals, you're likely to get the yuck. People make a face and an ugly noise.
And Tucker Foreman says it's important to listen to people's gut reactions, even if they can't articulate precisely why cloning makes them uncomfortable. Dairy farmer Frank Reagan doesn't feel uncomfortable. His gut wasn't the least bit bothered when he sampled the milk from his cloned cows.
I don't think there is no difference. I mean, if you look at these animals, you wouldn't even be able to tell them.
It's not as if cloned animals will flood the market if the FDA decides to allow them to be sold. But there will be some, and if Reagan is right, without a label, you may never be able to tell that they're there. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.